Thanks to Drury and their sister company, the Coffee Machine Company, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has taken a leap of faith this morning because they kindly let me use the Siado grinder at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So I've got it here, and I've got it with some Cuidado Light, their espresso blend, 100% Arabica, a beautiful, beautiful bean. And it was a leap of faith because from the Mahlkönig Vario, jumping to actually a commercial grinder is quite a learning curve, but one that I've enjoyed immensely this morning. Now, the thing to do is really to understand the combination of dosing by time and finding the right coarseness or fineness of your grind for a perfect extraction within 25 and 30 seconds on the Rocket R58. So I've played around quite a bit, and it is quite amazing that even a point of a second makes a huge difference in your dosing, in the grams of ground coffee that you actually get out of that machine. Now, that machine looks mighty big and it is heavy, and I think maybe for a home use, well, it depends how big your kitchen is, I suppose, it's quite imposing, but it is amazing. It's also got this anti-clumping, anti-static screw that you can adjust what you prefer. Now, their setting that we've tried yesterday at the Drury Roastery was more towards anti-static, and I must say that is already a very, very good adjustment to make. Because clumping, well, you know, the difference in the bean will determine whether you would want to go for anti-static or anti-clumping. This particular bean, that Arabica, 100% Arabica blend, the Cuidado Light that I have, is not clumpy at all. I wouldn't even say it's that static. So that screw that you can adjust is actually set pretty much at neutral, but, well, a bit more towards anti-static, because if anything, that's probably going to be much better, so you don't have too much spray coming out. Now, the chute where the grind comes out is very good as well, very close to the burr, so there's no wastage at all. And of course, it's electronically driven, so all you need to do is put your basket there, like the portafilter, and touch it, and then it'll stop exactly at the time that you've set that grinder to give you a certain amount of dosage. So I've played around a lot. Fortunately, I've got two little scales here. So I've taken the baskets out, and I've weighed them, and then I've made some extractions. And in fact, that last extraction that I got was absolutely beautiful. Funnily enough, only gave me 24 grams of fluid, but it was a lovely extraction. The extraction time was just 28 seconds. So actually, I'm not sure if that's what the guideline of their beautiful roaster, Michael from Guyana, would actually advise, but I got something really lovely out of this. This is a double shot, but it's a wonderful shot. The viscosity on your tongue is beautiful. The mouthfeel is beautiful. The taste, bit of variety in there. It's not flat at all, which, it's what you really want in an espresso, especially if you keep it as an espresso. I haven't put milk to that one yet, but I've actually had that before in the past, so I know that this particular blend takes very, very well to milk. Got to have more of a play on the R58 and with the Seado, and well, stay tuned, because there's more happening here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ.